Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Jane Duker. And for the next 2 hours, you're going to be listening to me on At Your Service here on KMOX. And it's going to be a great day. It's going to be a great afternoon. You know, there's lots to do in St. Louis during the holidays. I'm sure no one is surprised by that. But nobody takes the time to maybe do some fun stuff in between all the hustle and bustle of cooking and shopping and all the stress. And I know that I've been completely guilty of that as well. But we've got some ideas today. We're kind of going to do a light show today. No politics, just fun. And we're also going to talk to interesting scams that pop up during the holidays and pop up during all the time, that people need to be aware of, computer scams, things like that. We're going to be talking to the St. Louis Better Business Bureau to try to help people be on the lookout for some of the most notorious scams that seem to happen. And we're lucky to have them. They're a very strong Better Business Bureau in St. Louis. So they'll have some ideas for us and things to look out for. And then we're also going to be talking about a phenomenal fundraiser that's going on in St. Louis, Project Wake Up Comedy Night with the Sklar Brothers, who I don't know if you've ever heard them. I usually appear with Mark Reardon every Friday between 2 and 4, and 2 o'clock is usually the round table. But the 3 o'clock hour, we always get to sort of talk to all the fascinating people that are coming through St. Louis, and the Sklar Brothers are clearly them. They are comedians. If you look them up on Google, I mean, you'd see their faces, and you know instantly who they are. They're hysterical, but they're also good people, and they're coming through St. Louis in order to help raise money for a really important project that will bring awareness to suicide. And so that's a really important fundraiser coming up, so I'm looking forward to hearing more about that. And then you're not going to believe it, but you know that it has actually been 40 years of culinary school classes at Dierbergs. I mean, we've all seen them on TV. I mean, even as, you know, when I was growing up, you'd see the chefs on TV, and then you could go to Dierbergs and you'd be shopping and you would see people in the classes. Well, they're celebrating their 40th anniversary, and the cooking school is as robust as it ever has been. And so I'm looking forward to talking to them about all the exciting things that are coming up in November and December. So if you've got a cook, maybe go into a cooking class and getting some new recipes, or they even have some getaway stuff where you can do date night and things like that. So we're going to be talking about all of the exciting events that are going on there. First, everybody loves Tillis Park Winter Wonderland. So I'm excited to have someone from St. Louis County Parks come in and tell you all the details on that, on how you go, what it costs. If you got to make reservations, some people like to do the carriage rides. The carriage rides are great if it's not too cold. What you need to do in order to get your place for that. You know that they even have engagement packages. So if you want to pop the question at Winter Wonderland, they actually have packages for that. So that'll be exciting. But, you know, there's other stuff going on at St. Louis County Parks. People think that the park shut down in the winter. They don't. So there's plenty to do. So we're going to find out all about those. Another interesting topic that you're going to be fascinated by, a lot of people were not aware that a generation or two ago, St. Louis was only second to New York in fashion and fashion production. And Wash Ave was booming with, fashion designers and, St. Louis manufactured shoes and boots, lingerie and dresses. And we were a hotspot for fashion. But, somehow we haven't kept that. But there's a new project going on, not new, but new as in, this generation. The St. Louis Fashion Fund, and they're looking to reach back into our roots in order to revitalize the fashion industry in St. Louis. And so I'm really excited to talk to the executive director. You'll get to hear from Kathleen Bibbins, and she's going to talk about the St. Louis Fashion Fund and how they're looking to provide mentorship, partnerships with, between public and private, and how they are going to revitalize and try to revitalize the fashion industry in St. Louis. So we have a jam-packed 2 hours. It's exciting stuff. If you're like me, though, you've been searching the internet looking for recipes to make for Thanksgiving. I mean, thankfully, I don't have to cook the whole meal, but I've got to bring sweet potatoes, which I don't even eat. So I've been experimenting and, you know, looking all through the internet, finding recipes, which I'm sure everybody's doing right about now. And the rush for food is going to start this week. I can't believe Thanksgiving is already coming up. It's actually happening. And then once Thanksgiving happens, we have Black Friday. So I'm probably one of the few people who are still proud to admit that they go out on Black Friday and brave the sales and brave the strange people. But, you know, it's slowing down in the last couple of years, which actually makes it easier to shop and it makes it easier to people watch, because you really, if you've never watched, done people watching on Black Friday, you really should, because the people who shop in the middle of the night and the people who line up, you know, it gets a little stranger each year, but that's what makes it more exciting. So I'm going to have to map out my Black Friday schedule on Friday when we do, when I'm on Reardon. He'll haze me about it and we talk about Black Friday. I come in bleary-eyed for the round table. That's the only time he can win any arguments, is when I come in bleary-eyed after shopping all night for Black Friday. And, you know, I used to go with my son every year. He's almost 21 now, so he's not so interested. I used to bribe him with Pez. But he doesn't, it's not so easy anymore. So we'll see if I can get any of my family members to come with me. So I'm looking forward to our next 2 hours. And so this is Jane Duker, and you're listening to At Your Service on KMOX. And we are back. This is Jane Duker on KMOX with At Your Service. And we're going to have a very nice couple hours here in this 1 o'clock hour. We're going to talk about all the goings on at St. Louis County Parks during this holiday season, and not just Winter Wonderland, but you'll get all the deets on that, but all the other interesting events. The parks don't shut down during the winter, so it's good to be reminded of all the things that are happening out there in the parks. And then we're also going to be talking fashion. We are going to talk to the executive director of the St. Louis Fashion Fund. And they're trying to revitalize the fashion industry in St. Louis. And just a generation or two ago, St. Louis was second only to New York in the fashion industry. And, you know, we manufactured, designed, had talent here for, you know, manufacturing boots and shoes and lingerie and dresses. And we've lost a little bit of that heritage. And the St. Louis Fashion Fund is looking to get that back. So we're going to be talking about that. So I'm sure everyone, whenever you drive anywhere near Tillis Park, come November, late November, you've seen the Winter Wonderland, and it is spectacular. I try to get there every year. It is just, it's just awe-inspiring, and I love to look and see all the new stuff that comes up each year, and it's really a phenomenal St. Louis treasure. We have a couple of them, but I really love Tillis Park, and especially because you can get those carriages if you want to do that, and it's really nice. And so I'm excited to have Michael Biedenstein, who is the complex manager at the St. Louis County Parks. And he's going to give us the details on Winter Wonderland. How you doing, Michael?
Jane, I am wonderful. Thanks for having me on today.
Okay, so it's coming. So, first of all, when does Winter Wonderland actually start at Tillis Park?
Winter Wonderland will kick off on Wednesday. This Wednesday, the county executive will be out with Craig Muller from Five on Your Side, and they will flip the switch on Wednesday, right before Thanksgiving, and then we are open for business for both drive-through and carriage rides.
Oh, excellent. And it runs through December, doesn't it? Like all the way to the end of December?
All the way until December 30th.
Oh, excellent. Okay, so what are some of the details on the lights? I mean, I know that there's like these crazy figures out there on how many lights are actually put up, and so what's the latest on some of the details of what's out at Winter Wonderland?
You're right, Jane. We've got over 1 million lights throughout Tillis Park. There's a 1 mile loop that you're either taking usually in a car or like you mentioned, in a horse-drawn carriage. If you the other fun stat we like to throw out there is that if you line all those electrical cords up and extension cords, put them all together, it'd go from about Tillis Park to Springfield, Missouri.
Wow. So that's huge. Now, does it get bigger every year? Do you guys, you know, switch stuff around? Do you add new attractions? I mean, I always try to, you know, see if I can notice anything new each year or if it's been placed differently or so anything new this year?
Yeah, all of the above. We switch it up each year and move things around, add a couple new features. We always still have some of the classics, if you will. One of the neatest parts that I enjoy is even last night, we had a group out from Brentwood High School students are helping us volunteering some time, and they even talked about how they remembered coming. They're high schoolers now, but coming as a kid. I remember coming as a kid, and I remember some of the features from when I was a kid, even the creek, and there's a little river of lights with deer sticking their head in, and now we've got a frog jumping in the lake. This year we've added a couple neat things. We've got a Fred bird sliding into home plate and a new carousel. They always try and switch it up. It takes about 25 of our staff members 6 weeks to set it up. It's certainly
6 weeks. So you've been at it for 6 weeks.
We love it.
Now, do you have to have, okay, so if you're going to, you know, get a new feature, like who designs the features? Like, or do people like offer to, you know, to help out, or how does that come about? How do you get your features going and who designs them?
Sure. We have a great crew that's out there. Obviously, all 25 of those people can contribute ideas. We get some great ideas, probably the best ideas from kids. But a lot of stuff is actually made in-house. We have not only do we have great people to put up lights and up in lists, all the way up in trees, but we also have people that can weld, and a lot of the stuff we make in-house. We make the wrought iron and then attach the lights, and there's any additions or subtractions we need to make, any fixes we need to do, we've got all those people in-house. It's a great team effort.
Wow. So, okay. So over the years, have you ever had, you know, malfunctions? I mean, because it always looks flawless. I mean, I've never seen, but sure, certainly there's some stories of malfunctions or crazy stuff going on, you know, when you're trying to light up a million lights.
There are certainly some stories out there of maybe it's a small brush fire during a storm that we can take care of immediately, or maybe it's some over-anxious kids that really want to do some sledding in the park, which is normally fine, but all the electricals turned off during the day, so nobody got any shocks, but there were some cords to put back together.
Yeah, and so, I mean, I'm assuming somebody has to watch the park pretty closely. I mean, have you ever had trouble with people trying to get in and play with the lights, and you have to watch that?
I mean, there'll always be, I guess, some troublemakers that's not isolated to Tillis Park or anywhere else. But we have a great set of neighbors around the park. Our park rangers are actually based out of Tillis Park, so generally it's not a problem. Usually, if there's any issues, it's an accidental. The park is still open during the day for people to exercise and walk around on the trail.
So on any given night, how many staffers do you need to keep it going and to keep the cars moving and everything from take care of the lights? How many people does it take each night?
We've got about 10 staff members out there each night, and that's supported by also a volunteer group. Each night that we have drive-through, are open for drive-throughs, we have a charity out there that helps us take the donations each night. So we're able to make a donation to each of those charities. This year we're proud to support 28 different St. Louis charities.
Oh, nice.
Besides that, our ranger crew has been doing this for decades. This is our 33rd year with the event.
Great.
We're out there to make sure that carriages cross safely across Litzinger Road and make sure that everybody's just, like I said, being safe, and our maintenance people are out, hopefully not putting out fires, hopefully just reconnecting a couple things or checking on things. It's a fun event, and it's certainly a labor of love for us.
Okay, so I know there are different levels of carriages. So, and that's special because you have to go online and get those tickets, right? That's not something you just walk up and say, okay, I'll take a carriage, right? You have to prepare in advance.
Jane, you're exactly right. Our carriages range anywhere from $12 per person. We've got a large carriage that you can either buy the whole carriage out, or you can be on the carriage with other people. So we have those options, but we also have everything from a two-person carriage for $65 up to a six-person carriage and a nine-person carriage. So we've got lots of different options. All those tickets are sold through MetroTix, so we encourage people either to call or hop online for the high visibility of the weekends. For the Thanksgiving weekend, they do sell it pretty quick, but we still have lots of tickets available. We have a limited number of walk-ups available each night, but we always encourage people to purchase ahead of time on MetroTix. A little bit cheaper, and also just you don't want to have to wait as long, and that's the way to enjoy. You don't have to worry about taking your sunroof down. There's no roof on most of the carriages. You can get lots of oohs and ahs out of the kiddos.
Oh, and then now you can always, you know, try to do the drive through. So you can, you know, like if you have a family vehicle or a van, or, you know, even if you want to, you know, get a group of people and get some kind of limo or a tour bus, that's all allowed, right?
That is all allowed. There's no pre-registration you have to do in order to drive through. Just make sure you're heading southbound to McKnight Road, and you'll turn right hand, turn into the park. Like you said, no call ahead needed. Just hop in line and enjoy the drive through. All those are fine. You can have your big SUV go through. You can have a lot of people, especially if the weather's nice, will pop the top down on a convertible. But yeah, we'll see lots of limos. We'll see some tour buses come through, especially some local senior groups that'll come through on tour buses, and all are welcome.
Oh, that's fantastic. So let me ask you this. Now, I know that I think I remember a year or two ago that the weather got so bitter cold that, you know, the carriage rides were called off, which happened. You know, you can't control the weather. If there are updates to what's going on for people who want to come and see Winter Wonderland at Tillis Park, where would they find them? Would they find them on the web, or where can people get updated information based on weather and whatnot?
Yeah, definitely. We've got the information on our website, certainly on our St. Louis County Parks website. Just by Googling Winter Wonderland, Tillis Park, you'll find it there. Or people, even if they're interested, real interested, they can sign up for text notifications through. We've got a system called rainoutline.com.
Hmm.
Sign up through there, or even call in if they'd prefer it, 314-615-4-RAIN.
Oh, excellent. So, now, I even read that you all have like an engagement package. So,
yeah, if somebody's looking for an extra memorable holiday season, if they're looking for a fun way to pop the question, we do have specific carriages, couples carriages, that are set aside for that. We normally have them Monday, or we normally have them on the weekends, but we can also accommodate throughout the week.
Nice.
It's a pretty weird package where you go through the normal carriage ride, and then conveniently, right before the end, the carriage driver magically knows to take a little detour, and whoever's doing the proposing has a little button that they can press, and voila, on pops the Will You Marry Me display.
Oh, that is so great. So it actually has its own display. So, I mean, if you had to just even guesstimate, like how many a year do you get of the people who get engaged, you know, at Winter Wonderland?
Sure. We usually have about two dozen that'll get married throughout the time, yeah.
Oh, that's great.
One of them is a little different. We can usually make a couple accommodations. If you've got something special that you want to have on the carriage with you or something like that, our carriage partners at St. Louis Carriage Company are wonderful.
Oh, that is fantastic. That is wonderful. So I'm right now talking with Michael Biedenstein. Did I say that right? Your name's amazing.
You got it.
Oh, that's beautiful. And he is the complex manager at St. Louis County Parks. And we're talking about Winter Wonderland at Tillis Park, which is a St. Louis treasure. But I'm wondering if you can come back on the other end of this break, because I want to hear about some of this other stuff that's going on in St. Louis County Parks. People think that they kind of shut down for the winter, but they don't. And I'm wondering if you have a little bit more time to give us some insight on some of the events going on in the next few months.
Thank you so much, Shane. I'll stick around. I'd love to hang out with you on KMOX.
Great. All right. Well, we're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we're going to talk more about parks. We're also going to talk about the fashion industry. But this is Jane Duker on KMOX at your service. All right. And we are back here on KMOX at your service. This is Jane Duker. And we're talking St. Louis County Parks. We are here with Michael Biedenstein, and he is the complex manager at St. Louis County Parks. And we got the whole scoop on Winter Wonderland. So if you're going to propose to anybody, that seems like the place to do it. I had no idea how prolific that, you know, like two dozen or so people get engaged at Winter Wonderland. That just makes it even more nice. So anyway, you need to go out and see the million lights that will be illuminated Wednesday before Thanksgiving, and will be on tap until December 30th. Go online at metrotix.com if you want to get your carriage ride tickets, but you can always drive through, bring your car, your van, your tour bus, and go see the wonderful lights at Tillis Park. So, Michael, so I know that we have Tillis Park, and I'm sure that, you know, is hugely crowded. It's always successful, but you have some other events going on at St. Louis County Parks. There's always stuff going on, even though it's wintertime. I saw a fascinating event, which I wish I had known about when my kids were little, but you actually have a Black Friday babysitting. I saw that. Tell me about that.
You're exactly right. You could have saved those Pez. You wouldn't have had to deprive your kids.
Right. I mean, seriously. So tell us a little bit about Black Friday babysitting.
So Black Friday babysitting is down at our newest recreation center, the Pavilion at Lime, which is in Jefferson Barracks Park. And you can drop the kiddo or kiddos off for kiddos 4 to 12. Obviously, they need to be potty trained, but yeah. 4 to 12, anywhere from 6:30 in the morning until noon, just $12 per child. These spots will fill up, so make sure to call ahead. You can just Google the Pavilion at Lime, and they'll get you squared away.
That's amazing. So no husbands.
Yeah, unless your husband's under 12. Yeah, no, we're learning the 12.
Okay.
Not acts like.
Wow, that's great. Well, what a great idea. I wish I would have known about that. So all you shoppers, I know I was talking about how, you know, not as many people do Black Friday, or they don't want to admit it, but I see them out there. But, yeah, I like to do middle of the night, but, yeah, it used to be just all morning, which is probably a better idea. Now you can drop off your kids. So that is amazing. Now, I know that you have... can you tell us a little bit about the Candlelight Stroll at Thornhill? That looks amazing.
Yeah. Candlelight Stroll Thornhill. Thornhill is a historic area of Faust Park, Park in Chesterfield on Olive. And it's a neat way to kind of get in the holiday spirit and also see some neat reenactors from the period. Mm-hmm. If you don't know, Thornhill is actually the home of Missouri's second governor. And we'll have some interpreters out there. We've got events both Friday, the 30th of November, and we have also sessions on that Saturday, the 1st of December as well.
Oh, awesome.
Tickets are available ahead of time for just $10 an adult or $5 if the kids are 6 to 12.
And I'm assuming everything is all decorated and, you know, to get everybody in the holiday spirit. And now, is that Thornhill House? Because, you know, that's right by my house. Is that open, you know, generally for tours and things? I'm not sure. I've driven by it, but I'm not sure I've ever been able to go in. Is it available, you know, off the Christmas tour as well?
It's available for groups. We do tours through there, and then we have various special events throughout the year.
Excellent.
If you have contact with the staff at Faust Park, they can tell you even more opportunities. The next one coming up is this Candlelight Stroll, though.
Oh, that's fantastic. So what other are some of your favorite events that you like in the winter? What else can people do in our parks?
I will admit I am not a Black Friday shopper.
Okay.
I instead opt for our other choice on Black Friday, which is kind of a national trend that's sweeping out there, and it's the hashtag opt outside, something that our National Recreation Park Association and REI kind of spearhead. To take a break from shopping on Black Friday, we actually have three different options on Black Friday morning. We have a hike at Lone Elk Park at 7 a.m. We've got a bike ride at Creve Coeur Park at 9 a.m. And even a dog walk at Simpson Park at 9 a.m.
So, how great is that? Oh, and are those events free, or do you call to sign up and give me a little bit more details in case anybody wants to go?
There'll be a ranger there to meet you to give you a guided, whether it's a bike ride or a walk, something to get outside. I looked at the weather. It's supposed to be, I think, a little bit 50s later this week. It should be nice.
Oh, that'll be fantastic. That is a great ride. So, yeah, that's probably better than walking on the inside of a Target. I mean, that probably is better, but...
Like you said, you can still do that at midnight, and you can get a couple hours of shut-eye and get up and work off a little bit of that turkey from the day before.
That's right, and you can definitely drop husbands off at those events, right? they can go to those.
All 70-plus of our other destinations or other parks will be open that day as well.
You
can drop them off at the parks.
Now, that's great. Now, I did see an event on here that I thought was just adorable, which is Skating with Santa.
Skating with Santa, always a favorite, especially for our friends down in South County. Our Kennedy Recreation Complex, which has a wonderful pool during the summer. During the winter, has an ice rink. People have probably been there for some high school hockey games.
Mm-hmm.
Santa Claus will be there on Sunday, December 9th. So they'll be there from 3 to 5. Just the normal admission and skate rental, if you need that, fees apply. I'm sorry, 3:30 to 5:30 on Sunday, December 9th. I never knew that Santa can... skate up the laces and shred it with the best of them.
Oh, that is fantastic. Well, that's great. And I'm assuming if you have a camera, a phone, a camera on your phone that you can snap pictures with Santa while he's skating, or maybe skate a little bit with Santa. That is adorable. Now, yep. So what other great events?
Your wishes too. So.
Oh, excellent. So what other great events can people look for in December?
Sure. December, we've got two events that really popped up for me on December 1st, actually. On September 1st, we've got, in the morning, we've got a flea market down at our Afton Community Center. Mm-hmm. So if you're looking for some gift ideas, especially something a little bit unique, we've got a bunch of local people that will come out and sell their wares at that South County Flea Market from 8 a.m. to 1 o'clock in the afternoon. No registration needed. Just stop on in for free. Nice. And then the one that really appealed to me was down at Susan Park that evening on December 1st from 6 to 8. We've got trout fishing and chili feed. So nice. chili for the people, and then you can stop by, have some chili, keep you warm while you search for some rainbow trout in the wonderful lake there at Susan Park.
God bless you. That is amazing. I had no idea that people were, you know, fishing for Christmas. That's amazing. So, and then finally I saw too that I thought is great, that after Christmas, when, you know, families are about sick of each other, but there's some specialized camps out there for kids, you know, right after Christmas. It looks like, you know, the 26th through the 28th that there's some camps.
There is. We've got camps throughout the system. We've got some camps at our Afton Community Center. We also have a skate camp at our Greensfelder Recreation Complex in Queenie Park. That's right before the holidays. But yeah, while the kids are out of school, we've got some options for you to get the kids out of the house. And like I said, we've got that camp that you were talking about at mm-hmm. the Afton Community Center from the 26th to the 28th. That's an abracadabra. They're doing mind reading and other fun magic tricks at our Afton Community Center.
Oh, anyone who did not, if you need more information, because there is, I mean, we're only scratching the surface. I mean, there's just a ton of events going on in St. Louis County parks. And I find the best tool is to go to the webpage, and they have a calendar of events where you can, you know, search by day and see what is going on out there. But, I mean, there is plenty going on. And, Michael, I mean, this is, people forget that the parks are always moving and you guys are always doing stuff. Is there any, are there any renovations or other things that people should look out for in the parks right now? Is there, anything new going on in parks?
Yeah, definitely. Up in North County, we actually we worked with our St. Louis County Park Foundation, mm-hmm. which is a wonderful nonprofit supporting the park system, and they were able to install a family fitness trail at Spanish Lake Park. If you haven't been to Spanish Lake Park, it is certainly one of the best kept secrets, I think.
In the whole system.
It's a wonderful trail that goes around a big lake, wonderful fishing. But we just installed several fitness pods, and it's great. You go up and you see intergenerational, whether it's parent and child, or I was out there a week or so ago, and grandparent and kiddo walking the trail, exercising, enjoying nature. Another great place to opt outside on Black Friday.
Oh, well, this is fantastic. And you know what? You really sound like you hate your job. you are a wonderful emissary for the parks. I mean, people probably don't know that we have a phenomenal park system and people should use it. And I really appreciate you coming in and talking to us about all the great stuff going on in St. Louis County Parks. Again, if you have questions, just go to the web. The web is great about St. Louis County Parks. You can just search St. Louis County Parks, look at the calendar events, and you can also just search all the different parks that you have and all the things that are going on in each parks. So how many parks, remind me, how many parks do we have in the county park system now?
70-plus parks, even a couple more that are in our recreation centers. We don't even count on that total. So I think you're probably up to 73, 74 in there.
Well, it has been a complete pleasure talking with you, and I appreciate you coming in and telling us. And now I am going to be going to some of these events because you were able to tell us about them. So I really appreciate it, Michael. And hopefully maybe you can come back again soon when it's warm again and we can talk about spring and summer.
Thank you, Jane, for having me on.
All right. Have a great day. So when we return, we're going to talk about the St. Louis fashion industry. And believe it or not, the St. Louis Fashion Fund is out there trying to revitalize our fashion industry, which is really exciting. So after we take a short break, come back and we'll talk to Kathleen Bibbins. Again, this is Jane Duker on KMOX at your service. All right. This is At Your Service with Jane Duker, and we spent a good amount of time finding about all the cool events going on in St. Louis County over the Christmas holiday at some of our 75 parks. I didn't realize we had 75 parks plus, and that's just in St. Louis County, plus, you know, the other recreational facilities. So there's a ton of stuff going on. So I urge you to get on the web and go to the County Parks website and find out all the good stuff that's going on in addition to Winter Wonderland at Tellus Park. Now we're going to switch gears a little bit, and we're going to talk about fashion in St. Louis, which, you know, many people, and I was not always acutely aware of this, that at one time, St. Louis was second only to New York in fashion. And we've, you know, gotten a little bit away from that. But luckily, we have what's called the St. Louis Fashion Fund, which is looking to revitalize the fashion industry in St. Louis. And we have the executive director, Kathleen Bibbins. Kathleen, how are you doing?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Well, I'm so excited to hear about this. I actually happened on hearing about the Fashion Fund, and I thought, what a great idea. And so how did it start? And, you know, what is the primary goal of the St. Louis Fashion Fund?
Well, as you mentioned in your intro, fashion has always been a part and parcel of St. Louis, and through the late 40s and the early 50s, it really was an epicenter. And so the Fashion Fund was founded 5 years ago in May, and our mission is to enrich St. Louis through the business of fashion. So we are a nonprofit, and we do that through three different pieces. We support fashion design and creative brands, and with a particular focus on emerging and fashion-related brands. We do education and community outreach, and then we're also working on the garment district revitalization and economic development. And just so your listeners know, the garment district is really along Washington Avenue, primarily 14th to 18th, with some pieces outside of that. And it really was the heart of the entire business back in the 40s and 50s. And our business is, you know, the Fashion Fund is located there as well.
Oh, that's exciting. So you bring it back to where it was. And so so how are you attracting, how are we getting designers? I mean, do we have them locally and we're cultivating them? And, you know, how do you find the actual human talent?
So we've done a couple of things, and I would say it does both. We're attracting outside of St. Louis, and we're helping to build here in St. Louis. So we've had an incubator for the last 2 years, which is winding down at the end of December, and we're shifting over to what we're calling a design co-op. And the design co-op is meant to be space where local designers, area designers can rent from us, and we'll build programming around that. We're still in the planning stages of that, but that's one of the ways that we're doing it. Additionally, we've actually been talking to some manufacturing folks outside of St. Louis and attracting them here. And we really want to focus on the local design community. The local design community and fashion-related businesses is quite strong, which a lot of people don't know that in St. Louis. And so we're working to bring them together and have the Fashion Fund be the voice for that community here.
Oh, that's because it is. It's all kind of spotty all over the place. So you're sort of a way, to bring all of that because it's here. I mean, I know we do have a lot of, of the seeds and the designers and we have that here. So this is good. So you're going to try to bring it together to one, generate more, like you say, manufacturing, and then getting more people to come here. Now, are you collaborating with the business community and education, I read? And so tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, I would love to. So, on the business side, for one thing, we have a wide range of businesses represented on our board in St. Louis. And then we also work closely with the city and county development agencies. So we are in the process of working on a project, a placemaking project with Downtown St. Louis, Economic Development Council, City of St. Louis, and St. Louis County Development to develop a overall approach for how to revitalize Washington Avenue and create density and bring back fun and businesses, et cetera, to the area. we also are working with local designers and fashion brands to assist in their growth and to help make connections for them and to grow those businesses.
Oh,
in terms of, go ahead.
Oh, no, that's amazing. So, you know, because I would imagine, you know, if you're a talented designer, it takes a lot of work and understanding to convert that into an actual business. And the challenges of being able to take your designs and monetize them and turn them into a business. And so is that where some of these partnerships help?
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, the fashion industry is changing a lot right now. There's a lot of direct-to-consumer shopping. And so there's the industry is in flux, is probably too strong, but the industry is moving and changing. Mm-hmm. And so you've got a lot of different ways that you can look at the fashion industry. And us helping those designers with connections, us trying to just really be a resource for people who are trying to monetize their business, get their business out in the open is one of our big focuses.
And so you say you've been 5 years, and I understand that the program has received funding from various nonprofits. And so tell us a little bit about how you're funded and how that's always a challenge.
It's always a challenge. We are 100% contributed donations, and so we continue to talk to people and get our message out about what we're doing, what we're trying to achieve, and really bring the creative fashion world out into the community. I think we all know that when you have a creative, vibrant city center, it helps grow the entire region. And so it's one of the main pieces of what we're trying to do. Another one is education. Mm-hmm. We've learned a lot about that over the last year and a half, and we are building out our educational programming. We're calling it Future Fashion. We did some intensives over the summer, and we're going to expand on that. We're going to be doing Saturday programming as well as expanded summer intensives. We have a really cool truck, state-of-the-art fashion truck called Mickey's Closet, which folks can see around town at community events. And we go to schools and help them, help teach kids about fashion careers and design. And we've been working really closely with local high schools, North Tech, Soldan, Rockwood, some of the colleges. We're working with Lindenwood and WashU to ensure that our classes meet the needs of the local youth. And we want to really bring that creativity piece, which is real important.
And understanding that like this is a career and you can make a career choice.
Absolutely.
And that, and there's a way to do that, and that the community is supporting that industry. So,
yeah.
I mean, that's amazing. So how long have you been here?
I've only been here 8 months.
Excellent. So are you loving it?
Yeah, I love it. I love it. It's been a wild ride, and I'm learning a lot and really trying to push forward our mission and make sure that we bring fashion back to St. Louis the way it was back in the 40s.
And now, and if I remember correctly, I was poking around a little bit that, we had Brown Shoe. We had a lot of shoe manufacturing here in St. Louis. And and is that something that you still envision, all kinds, shoes, clothing, all
yes.
of it?
Yes. We, I can list off a bunch of different brands, but we have jewelry. We have Balshazzar Jewels by Teresa Wangio. We have Collections by Joya. We've got Somersault, which is a direct-to-consumer brand that's doing really well. We've got Walking Cradles and Marc Jenkins. Those are both shoe companies. We've got Modeling, Mother Model. We've got Maker's Valley. There is just a long list of companies from, single-shop designers to large companies like Caleres that's, got the big shoe business here.
Now, if people want to find out more about the Fashion Fund and sort of what its mission is, or if they, want to either get involved or find out more about a career, how would they do that?
They can go to our website. It's www.stlouisfashionfund.org. And I will say it's Saint spelled out, S-A-I-N-T. And that's where you can get more information. Or you can email us at info@stlouisfashionfund.org.
Well, and this is Kathleen Bibbins, and she is the executive director of the St. Louis Fashion Fund, which I'm so glad to at least let the listeners know that that resource is available and that this is an industry that St. Louis is proudly supporting and trying to grow. And hopefully you will be successful. And I look forward to finding out what's going on in the future. And hopefully you can come back and give us further updates as we're growing the industry.
I would love to do that as we progress.
Thank you, Kathleen. Have a wonderful day.
Great. Thank you.
So after we're going to take a short break, probably hear some news. But when we come back, we're going to talk about scams. We're going to talk with the BBB and find out the latest scams. We're also going to talk about a great fundraiser to raise awareness for suicide. And then we're going to find out what's going on with the Fox Theater and celebrating Dearburg's 40 years of culinary school. So we've got another jam-packed hour coming up, and this is Jane Duker on KMOX.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.